弟兄姊妹早晨。
I hope the microphone is on. Lord willing, this morning I'm going to continue what Solomon prayed to the in the vision of God.
主日願意，我哋朝早繼續嚟到交通道所羅門向著主嘅呢個禱告。
Because that night, Lord appeared to him.
因為喺嗰個晚上，主向佢嚟到顯現。
To this young man.
向呢個小子嚟到顯現。
He was selected, anointed to be the king of Israel.
佢被高受高被選嚟到作為以色列嘅王。
God said, "You can ask, I will give it to you."
神向佢講：你求，我就賜給俾你。
So he made the wisest prayer a human being can ask.
佢又作咗全人類所能夠作嘅一個最聰明嘅禱告。
He asked that I may get an understanding heart, so that I can walk in and out among your people.And judge and discern between right and evil.
佢嚟到向神求有一個明白嘅心，以至於佢能夠喺神嘅民嘅中間嚟到出入，並且能夠分辨明白。
The Lord was so pleased with his prayer.
神十分喜悅佢嘅禱告。
So you didn't ask for riches, fame, and your enemy's life, even long life, I will give not only wisdom, discernment, knowledge to you, and all the rest you didn't ask, I will give it to you.
因着佢冇为咗自己嚟求长寿，求名誉，求富足，亦都冇求要灭绝佢仇敌嘅命，所以神就应佢所求嘅，唔单止赐俾一个明白嘅心。並且俾佢能夠分辨，並且佢一切所求嘅冇求到嘅長壽各樣嘅豐富，神都一並賜曬俾佢。
So this time, our subject focus on the most important thing we can ask in our lifetime. Use Solomon, his prayer as our model.
所以今次我哋就要。將我哋嘅焦點集中喺所羅門佢向神所求嘅，呢個係成為我哋一個模範嘅禱告。佢所要嘅，亦都盼望成為我哋所要嘅。
Our first night, we focus on the first part of this whole package.
第一天嘅晚上，我哋所集中嘅就係呢一個套裝禮物裏邊嘅第一樣嘅事情
，which is the wisdom.
就係智慧。
This morning, I want to continue to the second part of this one package.
早上我願意繼續喺呢個套裝禮物裏邊第二個點到嚟再交通。
Which is you can translate in two ways, either the understanding or the discernment.
咁你就可以翻譯成或者係明白或者係分辨。
So let's turn to Proverbs chapter 4.
请我们打开这个箴言第四章
Verse 7.
第七节
Wisdom is supreme. Therefore, get wisdom. Though it cost all you have, get understanding.
智慧为首，所以要得智慧，在你一切所得之内，必有聪明。或作用你一切所得的去換聰明。
Second place, let's read chapter 24, verse 3.
第二要讀的就是第24章第三節。
By wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established.
房屋因智慧建造又因聰明立穩。
I think these two verses we read on the first night.
第一天晚上我都曾經讀過呢兩段嘅聖經。
Now I'm going to read the third verse which we didn't read, but I want to show you.
咁我願意再讀另外一節嘅聖經，我係冇讀過嘅。
Exodus chapter 31，
出埃及記第三十一章。
Exodus 31, verse 2 and 3.
第二節同埋第三節。
See, I have called by name of Bezalel, the son of Uri and the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all kinds of craftsmanship.
看啊，犹大支派中户尔的儿子乌利的儿子比撒列，我已经提他的名召他，我也以我的灵充满了他，使他有智慧、有聪明、有知识，能作各样的工。
So in here, that was the first revelation used Moses to build the tabernacle.
这个是第一次的启示。神用着摩西来建立这个会幕。
In order to fulfill this project to build the tabernacle,
为了要建这个会幕工程，
Lord has raised up different personalities.
神就兴起了各种的人才。
And all these different personalities, God grant them this package.
在这各种人才里面，神就将这个套装的恩赐给过他们。
You see, wisdom, understanding, and knowledge.
我看见吗？有智慧，有聪明，有知识。
So that they can build the tabernacle, which represents or a type of the house of God.
以至于他们能够建立这个会幕，就是神的家的一个预表。
And later on, when Solomon built the temple in the same principle.
以后当所罗门来到建立这个圣殿的时候，都是在同一个原则的当中。
So this morning I want to go into part two concerning discernment.
早上我愿意继续在第二点来交通，就是分别。
What is discernment? Why it is so important?
这个分辨究竟是什么呢？并且为什么这么重要呢？
Look at Solomon. When he faced this gigantic project to build the house of God.
留意所罗门，当他面对这个这么伟大的工程，你要建立神的殿的时候，
Wisdom let him understand what's in God's heart.
智慧令他知道神的心里面是想什么。
You know the whole plan of God.
他知道神整个计划。
And then he looked at his people, this 10 million population.
他就看见他的子民，有成千万人那么多。
And among these people, whom should I choose?
在这么多的子民当中，我应当选择哪一个来做呢？
Where can I find the right personality?
我在哪里来找到适合的人选呢？
So that they know what to do.
以至于他们晓得他们要做的事呢？
Who has what kind of skill?
谁有这些技巧呢？
That is called discernment.
这个就是需要分辨的能力。
So you will give the right job to right people, a perfect match. That takes discernment.
我们需要选择适合的人，要做适合的工作，这个就是叫做分辨。
So that is a picture tell us in order to fulfill the will of God, this leader need discernment.
为了满足神的旨意，我就看见一幅个图画，就是这个领导人他需要分辨的能力。
So if you pull that into New Testament reality,
咁如果我哋抽身要进入新约嘅实际里边嘅时候
，for us to be involved in the house of God in this gigantic project，
如果我哋要进入到神嘅家里边，要进行一个巨大嘅建造
，we need discernment，
我哋都需要有分辨嘅能力。
We need to find out among all God's people how do you know number one。 Is this a real Christian?
我亦都要喺啊咁多个神嘅子民当中，我有分辨究竟边一啲系真正得救嘅。
Because we know there are a lot of nominal Christians.
啊，因为我哋知道有好多叫做挂名嘅基督徒。
You don't want to build a church upon nominal Christians.
我哋唔想啊用啊挂名基督徒嚟建造教会。
So you need to discern.The true and the false.
所以我哋要分辨啊，边啲系真嘅，边啲唔系真嘅。
Worker the same way, true worker or false worker.
啊，工人亦都一样，究竟系真实嘅工人，话唔系真嘅工人咧
？And then how do you cultivate the character of inside a true Christian?
啊，并且我哋点样样喺啊真嘅基督徒里边嚟到建造佢基督嘅性格咧
？And different.Skill put on different position.
啊，并且喺唔同嘅位置上边有唔同嘅技巧。
So that they can build together into one body.
至于佢系能够一同嚟建造基督嘅身体。
Takes wisdom and discernment.
呢个需要智慧同埋分辨嘅能力。
Individually speaking, for a individual Christian.
啊，如果以个人嚟啊一个基督徒嚟睇。
As we pursue the Lord.
当我们要追求
In this lifetime,
在今生要追求
We are facing from your childhood, if you are saved from young, all the way into the final day of your life. All the way, you need so many multiple choices. Turn left, turn right, marry this or marry that, job, you know, millions of choices.
假如你是从年幼就得救，从年幼到年老到你要见主为主这一条的路程我都面对很多复杂的选择、啊、或者我要跟这个结婚或者跟另一位结婚或者我要选这份工或者选另外一份工作
Because every step of the way once you made a decision you know there's no turning back When you marry one girl that's it、
因为在很多这个选择、的路程的里面我们知道我们选择了我们就不能够回转头了假如你是跟一个女孩子要结婚你结了婚就不能够回转头就是这样了。
Right? Something you can regret and you turn away, but something once you decided, that's it.
啊对吗有些事你可以后悔从头来过但有些事、你作了就是作了永远不能够回转头。
So many things you need wisdom and discernment to make a right judgment.
所以很多的事情需要我有智慧也有分辨的能力你要作出正确的决定
Solomon He has a classical case
所罗门有一个典型的例子
Two harlots fighting for one baby
这里有两个女人他们争一个的 BB 仔
They all came and tell big story to Solomon This baby is mine
两个都讲了很真实的故事层层好像是真的
They all cry
这个 BB 是我的他们在喊
Oh, look from the surface, they are all sincere and everyone seems very true.
在表面上看两个都很真诚都好像两个都是对的。
How can you tell which one is true and which one is false?
你怎样能够分别出哪个究竟是讲真话哪个是讲大话呢
And this king with discernment said, now let me make a proposal.
这个王他有分辨的能力我有一个动议
Servant, give me a knife
仆人拿一把刀来
I'm going to cut this baby into two
我将这个 BB 仔斩开两件
Now, because I cannot tell who is right who is, So each one get a half
因为我都不知道哪个讲真哪个讲假所以我就将 BB 仔斩开两件一人拿一半就算了
That's called wisdom
这个就是智慧了、
He will use this simple test and find outWho is true, who is false?
他就用这个很简单的试验来试验出哪个是真哪个是假。
So this little example will show many things in our lifetime. On the surface, they are so alike, you cannot tell the difference.
这个小小的例子就告诉我们在我们一生里面面对很多事情很多表面上都好像很相似的我们不知道哪样是真哪样是假。
The judgment, which side you take, only God will give you this heavenly discernment.
究竟你的决定，你是决定行这边，或者行那边，只有神 从天上来给你那个分别的能力。
So today I'm going to use New Testament in Jesus' teaching. He showed us the discernment from Him can help us to make a right judgment.
所以早上我用着主耶稣在新约里面的一些例子，就是他怎么样从属天来到有一个分辨的能力，有分辨这些事情。
Because in Jesus' teaching,He showed his disciple that in our life there are so many things so confused.
因为在主耶稣的教导里面，他来到话给他的门徒知道，在我们一生的里面，我遇着很多的事物需要分辨，但是又十分的混淆。
Non-Christian face the same choice, Christian face also the same challenge.
不信主的人，他都面对很多的选择。信主的人也都面对很多的挑战。
How do you pick between the two?
我们在二者之间如何作拣选呢？
If between the two is difficult, how about multiple choice, A, B, C, D, E, F, G? How do you pick?
在两个中间选一个已经是那么困难了，但如果我一二三四五六七这么多样来选呢，我究竟选哪一样呢？
Young people,Facing, you know, last night we talked, in our older generation, our world seems a little bit simpler.
同年轻人交通的时候呢，他又觉得我们这些年纪大一点的时候，当时我们以前的日子呢，是比较简单的世界。
You have not many choices.
根本我们没什么选择。
But nowadays, just making cell phone, you have to face hundreds of them.Different brand to make a choice.
今日就算你买手机都成百个牌子俾你选。
See, once you get in the store, you are so confused.
你行去个手机店啊，真系好混乱。
How can you make a decision?
我究竟点样嚟做呢个决定
咧 ？Right one.
并且作正确嘅决定。
You need discernment.
你需要分辨嘅能力。
So now I'm going to show you how Jesus taught his disciples.
所以而家我嚟到。告诉大家听，主耶稣怎么样来到教导他的门徒。
Which is in the famous sermon by Jesus, so-called Sermon on the Mount.
这个就在我们很有名的，就是山登山宝训的里面。
Matthew chapter 5, 6, 7, those three chapters.
就是马太第五、第六、第七章的里面。
But I only focus on the portion Lord show between true and false. So there are seven items Jesus mentioned in his sermon.
但我只是集中在主耶稣教导他们哪些是真哪些是假的七个例子的当中。
Let's start from chapter 6 verse 19.
请我们从第六章第十九节开始。
First choice.
第一个选择。
Verse 19, Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
六章十九节，不要为自己积钻财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬能受坏，有贼挖窟窿来偷。只要积钻财宝在天，天上没有虫子咬不能受坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
So the first choice Jesus talking about，
第一个选择主耶稣所提到的
treasure
就是财宝。
Okay.Who doesn't like treasure?
誰不願意得著財寶呢?
I think no one can live without treasure.
我們沒辦法在地上生活而不需要財寶的。
So put another way, it's a value judgment.
或者另外一個講法就是價值觀。
In this world, we are taught how to find things of value.
喺啊地上边，我系被教导点样咧嚟寻找有价值嘅东西。
So that for any young people, the most important thing is your value system.
所以年轻人对于你嚟讲最紧要嘅就系你嘅价值观。
If you think this certain things is valuable, then your whole focus will be from towards this direction.
如果你觉得某样东西是十分有价值的，你整个人就投向这个方向。
That's very natural.
这个是很自然的事。
So, if you think money is everything,
如果你觉得有钱就一切的话，
so then your conviction becomes your action.
咁你呢個認同就變成你嘅行動。
So you pursue money.
咁你就喺我追求金錢。
Right? If you think fame is important, or position is important, or power is important, then your life geared towards that direction.
如果你認為你嘅名譽、地位、權力係緊要嘅時候，你成個嘅人生就向住呢個方向嚟投入進去啦。
So value judgment.Is the prime importance in any person in this world.
所以价值观就是在这个世界上任何一个人生命里面最重要的一样的事情。
So here Jesus said, pick your right judgment.
所以主耶稣这里就说你要选择对的。
What is the true treasure?
什么是真财宝呢?
And most of people, they will pick money.
对于大部分人来讲他都会选择金钱。
Right?So Jesus said, if you pick money as your treasure, then you have a problem.
主耶稣就佢嚟咁讲，如果你真系选择金钱作为最重要嘅事物嘅时候咧，你有问题啦。
This earthly treasure, at least you have two big problems.
第十咩财宝最起码有两样嘅问题。
You will be attacked by moth and rust.
第一佢会受坏嘅，第二会俾虫咬嘅。
Second.It will be stolen away.
并且它会被贼来偷的。
So that means, you know, almighty US dollar. In God we trust.
好像这个十分有权柄的这个美金说我是信靠神的这个美金。
Since 2001 till now.
从2001年到现在。
US dollar devaluate.How many percent do you know? He knows.
美金跌咗几百分之几多咧？知道吗
？If you compare to Euro,
如果你同呢个欧元有比较嘅话咧
，US dollar lost 35% in value.
美金已经贬值咗35%。
Okay. Then stock, many people, if you have some money in stock market, you know the same story.
如果你投资喺股票市场里边嘅时候，你都知道呢个故事啦。
Real estate, same way.
房地产
up and down, right?
知道它会升，亦都会跌。
That's the significance of this world. The worldly treasure sometimes goes up, sometimes goes down, and sometimes get robbed or stolen.
这个就是地上的财宝，有时会升，有时会跌，并且有时会被人偷咗去。
So if you put your heart into that,
如果真系你个将个心摆咗落啲财宝里边嘅时候。
Your hair turned gray very fast.
头发咧好快变灰白啦
Right? Because worries you.
因为你里边满有担忧
And this is not forever.
并且唔能够存到永远。
So Jesus said, "What is the true treasure?"
因为主耶稣讲乜嘢系真财宝咧
Find something it will not be rusted or be stolen.
你要找的真财宝就是不会被虫咬的也不会生锈的不会被偷的。
It can be forever.
并且能存到永远的。
That is the true treasure.
这些才是真财宝。
True value.
有真实的价值。
If you want to pursue that.
如果你要追求的时候追寻这些。
Then you are smart.
那你才是聪明人。
Then God will say, you are a wise man.
然后神才会说你是一个聪明人。
But most of us are so not that clever.
但我哋好多人咧都唔系咁聪明嘅。
Especially among Christians.
特别喺基督徒嘅里边
，we think we are smart.
我哋以为我哋好聪明。
One time, a Sunday school teacher shared a story to the children.
一个主日学嘅教师同呢个小朋友嚟讲一个故事。
the story in the Bible concerning Lazarus, the beggar, and the rich man.
就是讲到关于拉撒路这个乞丐和这个有钱人的故事。
And then after the story, and the teacher asked the student, which one do you want to be?
讲完故事之后就问这些小朋友了，究竟你想做哪一个呢？
Yes, I know.
那个小朋友举手，我知道。
Speak.
你说吧。
When I am living, I want to be the rich man. When I die, I want to be Lazarus.
当我在世的时候，我想做个有钱人。当我死的时候，我想做拉撒路。
Wonderful.
真是厉害了。
That's everyone's wish.
是每一个人的盼望。
But you and I all know that's impossible.
但你和我知道这个是不可能的事。
But we wish that's the truth.
但我们真是盼望这个是能够成为真的。
Jesus said, you cannot serve two masters.
主耶稣说你不能够服侍两个主。
Either serve the Lord or serve mammon.
一是服侍主，一是服侍马门。
So that's the option. You need discernment.
这个就是一个选择，你需要分辨的。Second. 第二。
That's the same. Let's go to door.
我话你要睇嘅门。
Because there are two doors.
因为呢度讲到有两个门。
Wide door and narrow door.
有一个宽嘅门，一个窄嘅门。
Right, chapter 7, verse 13.
第七章第13节。
There are two doors and two ways.
有两个门，并且有两条嘅路。
Enter through the narrow gate, for the wide is gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it, but small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多；引到永生那门是窄的，路是少的，找着的人也少。
You know, few weeks ago, there was a world famous person died.
几个礼拜之前。 有一个世界有名的人死了。And
in his funeral,
在他那个丧事里面,
millions of people came.
成千上万的人,
70 kings and presidents joined.
有70个, 王或者是总统来参加。
Who was he?
他究竟是谁呢?
Pope.
就是教皇了。
Oh, everybody praised him.
每一个人都来称赞他。
Everybody really admire this person.
每一个人都来到羡慕他。
I look at the picture from the television.
我在电视里看这个图片。
Wow. Wow. I always just say, what a power in him to attract so many people, even he died.
在里面居然有这么大的吸引力，这么大的权力，就算他死，都吸引到这么多人来。
How can you tell whether he's right or wrong?
你究竟怎么样分辨他是对或者是错呢?
What do you think?
你怎么想呢?
Many people praise him because he did a lot of right thing.
很多人要称赞他，因为他做了很多对的事情。
Some people criticize him because he said he is very conservative.
很多人要批评他，因为说他是很保守。
He is not flexible.
他没什么弹性的。
But whether he is flexible or strict conservative,
弟兄姊妹早晨。
I hope the microphone is on. Lord willing, this morning I'm going to continue what Solomon prayed to the in the vision of God.
主若愿意，我哋朝早继续嚟到交通道所罗门向着主嘅呢个祷告。
Because that night, Lord appeared to him.
因为喺嗰个晚上，主向佢嚟到显现。
To this young man.
向呢个小子嚟显现。
He was select anointed to be the king of Israel.
佢被高受高被选嚟到作为以色列嘅王。
God said, "You can ask, I will give it to you."
神向佢讲，你求我就赐给你。
So he made the wisest prayer a human being can ask.
佢又作咗全人类所能够作嘅一个最聪明嘅祷告。
He asked that I may get an understanding heart, so that I can walk in and out among your people.And judge and discern between right and evil.
佢嚟到向神求有一个明白嘅心，以至于佢能够喺神嘅民嘅中间嚟到出入，并且能够分辨明白。
The Lord was so pleased with his prayer.
神十分喜悦佢嘅祷告。
So you didn't ask for riches, fame, and your enemy's life, even long life, I will give not only wisdom, discernment, knowledge to you, and all the rest you didn't ask, I will give it to you.
因着佢冇为咗自己嚟求长寿，求名誉，求富足，亦都冇求要灭绝佢仇敌嘅命，所以神就应佢所求嘅，唔单止赐俾一个明白嘅心。并且俾佢能够分辨，并且佢一切所求嘅冇求到嘅长寿各样嘅丰富，神都一并赐晒俾佢。
So this time, our subject focus on the most important thing we can ask in our lifetime. Use Solomon, his prayer as our model.
所以今次我哋就要。将我哋嘅焦点集中喺所罗门，佢向神所求嘅呢个系成为我哋一个模范嘅祷告，佢所要嘅亦都盼望成为我哋所要嘅。
Our first night we focus on the first part of this whole package。
第一天嘅晚上，我哋所集中嘅就系呢一个套装礼物里边嘅第一样嘅事情
，which is the wisdom。
就系智慧。
This morning, I want to continue to the second part of this one package.
早上我愿意继续在这个套装礼物里面第二个点到来再交通。
Which is, you can translate in two ways, either the understanding or the discernment.
咁你就可以翻译成或者是明白或者是分辨。
So let's turn to Proverbs chapter 4.
请我们打开这个箴言第四章
Verse 7.
第七节
Wisdom is supreme. Therefore, get wisdom. Though it cost all you have, get understanding.
智慧为首，所以要得智慧，在你一切所得之内，必有聪明。或作用你一切所得的去换聪明。
Second place, let's read chapter 24, verse 3.
第二要读的就是第二十四章第三节。
By wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established.
房屋因智慧建造。又因聪明立稳。
I think these two verses we read on the first night.
第一天晚上我都曾经读过呢两段嘅圣经。
Now I'm going to read the third verse which we didn't read, but I want to show you.
咁我愿意再读另外一节嘅圣经，我系冇读过嘅。
Exodus chapter 31.
出埃及记第三十一章。
Exodus 31, verse 2 and 3.
第二节和第三节。
See, I have called by name of Bezalel, the son of Uri and the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all kinds of craftsmanship.
耶和看啊，由大支派中户尔的儿子乌利的儿子比撒列。 我已经提他的名召他，我也以我的灵充满了他，使他有智慧、有聪明、有知识，能作各样的工。
So here, that was the first revelation used Moses to build the tabernacle.
这个是第一次的启示，神用着摩西来建立这个会幕。
In order to fulfill this project to build the tabernacle,
为了要建这个会幕工程,
Lord has raised up different personalities.
神就兴起了各种的人才。
And all these different personalities, God grant them this package.
在这各种人才里面, 神就将这个套装的恩赐给他们。
You see, wisdom, understanding, and knowledge.
我看见吗? 有智慧, 有聪明, 有知识。
So that they can build the tabernacle, which represents or a type of the house of God.
以至于他们能够建立这个会幕, 就是神的家的一个预表。
And later on, when Solomon built the temple in the same principle,
以后当所罗门来到建立这个圣殿的时候, 都是在同一个原则的当中。
So this morning, I want to go into part two concerning discernment.
早上我愿意继续在第二点来交通，就是分别。
What is discernment? Why it is so important?
这个分别究竟是什么呢? 并且为什么这么重要呢?
Look at Solomon. When he faced this gigantic project to build the house of God.
留意所罗门, 当他面对这个这么伟大的工程，要建立神的殿的时候,
Wisdom let him understand what's in God's heart.
智慧令他知道神的心里边是想什么。
You know the whole plan of God.
他知道神整个计划。
And then he looked at his people, this 10 million population.
他就看见他的子民，有成千万人那么多。
And among these people, whom should I choose?
在这么多的子民当中，我应当选择哪一个来做呢?
Where can I find the right personality?
我在哪里找到适合的人选呢?
So that they know what to do.
以至于他们晓得他们要做的事呢?
Who has what kind of skill?
谁有这些技巧呢?
That is called discernment.
这个就是需要分辨的能力。
So you will give the right job to right people, a perfect match. That takes discernment.
我们需要选择适合的人要做适合的工作, 这个就是叫做分辨。
So that is a picture tell us, in order to fulfill the will of God, this leader need discernment.
为了满足神的旨意，我就看见一幅图画，就是这个领导人需要分辨的能力。
So if you pull that into New Testament reality,
如果我们抽身进入新约的实际里面的时候,
for us to be involved in the house of God, in this gigantic project,
如果我们要进入到神的家里面，要进入这个巨大的建造,
we need discernment.
我们都需要有分辨的能力。
We need to find out among all God's people, how do you know, number one, is this a real Christian?
我们都要在这么多的神的子民当中，我们要分辨究竟哪一些是真正得救的。
Because we know there are a lot of nominal Christians.
因为我们知道有很多叫挂名的基督徒。
You don't want to build a church upon nominal Christians.
我们不想用挂名基督徒来建造教会。
So you need to discern the true and the false.
所以我们要分辨哪些是真的，哪些不是真的。
Worker, the same way, true worker or false worker.
工人也一样，究竟是真实的工人，还是不是真的工人呢？
And then how do you cultivate the character of inside a true Christian?
并且我们怎样在真的基督徒里面来建造基督的性格呢？
And different skill put on different position.
并且在不同的位置上有不同的技巧。
So that they can build together into one body.
只要他们能够一同建造基督的身体。
Takes wisdom and discernment.
这需要智慧和分辨的能力。
Individually speaking, for an individual Christian,
如果以个人一个基督徒来看,
as we pursue the Lord,
当我们要追求主的时候,
in this lifetime,
在今生要追求,
we are facing from your childhood, if you are saved from young, all the way into the final day of your life. All the way, you need so many multiple choices. Turn left, turn right, marry this or marry that, job, you know, millions of choices.
假如你是从年幼就得救，从年幼到年老都要见主为主，这一条的路程，我都面对很多复杂的选择，或者我要同这个结婚，或者同另一位结婚，或者我要选这份工，或者选另外一份工作。
Because every step of the way, once you made a decision, you know, there's no turning back. When you marry one girl, that's it.
因为在很多这个选择的路程里面，我们知道我们选择了，我们就不能够回头了。假如你是同一个女孩子要结婚，你结了婚就不能够回头，就是这样了。Right?
Something you can regret and you turn away, but something once you decided, that's it.
对吗? 有些事你可以后悔从头来过，但有些事你做了就是做了，永不能够回头的。
So many things you need wisdom and discernment to make a right judgment.
所以很多事情需要我有智慧，也有分辨的能力，要作出正确的决定。
Solomon, he has a classical case.
所罗门有一个典型的例子。
Two harlots fighting for one baby.
这里有两个女人去争一个BB仔。
They all came and tell big story to Solomon, this baby is mine.
两个都讲了很真实的故事，层层好像是真的。
They all cry.
这个BB是我的，他们在哭。
Oh, look, from the surface, they are all sincere and everyone seems very true.
在表面上，两个都很真诚，都好像两个都是对的。
How can you tell which one is true and which one is false?
你怎样能够分辨出哪个究竟是讲真话，哪个是讲大话呢？
And this king with discernment said, now let me make a proposal.
这个王有分辨的能力，我有一个动议。
Servant, give me a knife.
仆人，拿一把刀来。
I'm going to cut this baby into two.
我将这个BB仔斩开两截。
Now, because I cannot tell who is right, so each one get a half.
因为我都不知道哪个讲真，哪个讲假，所以我就将个BB仔斩开两截，一人拿一半就算了。
That's called wisdom.
这个就是智慧了。
He will use this simple test and find out who is true, who is false.
他就用这个很简单的试验，来试验出哪个是真，哪个是假。
So this little example will show many things in our lifetime. On the surface, they are so alike, you cannot tell the difference.
这个小小的例子就告诉我们，在我一生里面面对很多事情，很多表面上都好像很相似的，我们不知道哪样是真，哪样是假。
The judgment, which side you take, only God will give you this heavenly discernment.
究竟你的决定，你是决定行这边或者行那边，只有神从天上来给你那个分辨的能力。
So today I'm going to use New Testament in Jesus' teaching. He showed us the discernment from Him can help us to make a right judgment.
所以早上我用着主耶稣在新约里面的一些例子，就是他怎么样从属天来到有一个分辨的能力，有分辨这些事情。
Because in Jesus' teaching, he showed his disciple that in our life, there are so many things so confused.
因为在主耶稣的教导里面，他来到话给他的门徒知道，在我们一生的里面，我遇着很多的事物需要分辨，但是又十分的混淆的。
Non-Christians face the same choice. Christians face also the same challenge.
不信主的人，他都面对很多的选择，信主的人也都面对很多的挑战。
How do you pick between the two?
我们在二者之间如何作拣选呢？
If between the two is difficult, how about multiple choice? A, B, C, D, E, F, G. How do you pick?
在两个中间选一个已经是那么困难了，但如果我一二三四五六七这么多样来选呢，我究竟选哪一样呢？
Young people facing, you know, last night we talked, in our older generation, our world seems a little bit simpler.
跟年轻人交通的时候呢，他又觉得我们这些年纪大一点的时候，当时我们以前的日子呢是比较简单的世界。
You have not many choices.
根本我们没什么选择。
But nowadays, just making cell phone, you have to face hundreds of different brands to make a choice.
今天就算你买手机都成百个牌子给你选。
See, once you get in the store, you are so confused.
你走去个手机店啊，真的很混乱。
How can you make a decision?
我究竟怎样来做这个决定呢？
A right one.
并且作正确的决定。
You need discernment.
你需要分辨的能力。
So now I'm going to show you how Jesus taught his disciples.
所以现在我来到告诉大家听，主耶稣怎样来到教导他的门徒。
Which is in the famous sermon by Jesus, so-called Sermon on the Mount.
这个就在我们很有名的就是山登山宝训的里面。
Matthew chapter 5, 6, 7, those three chapters.
就是马太第五、第六、第七章的里面。
But I only focus on the portion Lord showed between true and false. So there are seven items Jesus mentioned in his sermon.
但我只是集中在主耶稣教导他们哪些是真哪些是假的七个例子的当中。
Let's start from chapter 6 verse 19.
请我们从第六章第十九节开始。
First choice.
第一个选择。
Verse 19. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do notDestroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
六章十九节，不要为自己积钻财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬能受坏，有贼挖窟窿来偷。只要积钻财宝在天，天上没有虫子咬不能受坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
So.The first choice Jesus talking about.
第一个选择主耶稣所提到的
treasure
就是财宝。
Okay, who doesn't like treasure?
边个唔愿意得着财宝呢？
I think no one can live without treasure.
我哋冇办法喺地上边生活而唔需要财宝嘅。
So put another way is a value judgment.
或者另外一个讲法就是价值观。
You know, in this world, we are taught how to find things of value.
在地上边，我被教导点样咧嚟去寻找有价值嘅东西。
So, for any young people, the most important thing is your value system.
所以年轻人对于你嚟讲最紧要嘅就系你嘅价值观。
If you think this certain things is valuable, then your whole focus will be towards this direction.
如果你覺得某樣東西是十分有價值的，你整個人就投向這個方向。
That's very natural.
這個是很自然的事。
So, if you think money is everything,
如果你覺得有錢就一切的話，
So then your conviction becomes your action.
那你這個認同就變成你的行動。
So you pursue money.
那你就在追求金錢。
Right?If you think fame is important, or position is important, or power is important, then your life geared towards that direction.
如果你認為你的名譽、地位、權力是重要的時候，你整個的人生就向著這個方向你要投入進去了。
So, value judgment is the prime importance in any person in this world.
所以價值觀就是在这个世界上任何一个人生命里面最重要的一样的事情。
So here Jesus said, pick your right judgment.
所以主耶稣这里就说你要选择对的。
What is the true treasure?
什么是真财宝呢？
And most of people, they will pick money.
对于大部分人来讲他都会选择金钱。
Right? So Jesus said, if you pick money as your treasure, then you have a problem.
主耶稣就你要咁讲，如果你真系选择金钱作为最重要嘅事物嘅时候咧，你有问题啦。
This earthly treasure, at least you have two big problems.
第十边嘅财宝最起码有两样嘅问题。
You will be attacked by moth and rust.
第一佢会受坏嘅，第二会俾虫咬嘅。
Second, it will be stolen away.
并且佢会俾贼嚟偷嘅。
So that means, you know.Almighty US dollar. In God we trust.
好像这个十分有权柄的这个美金说我是信靠神的这个美金。
Since 2001 till now.
从2001年到现在。
US dollar devaluate. How many percent do you know? He knows.
美金跌了百分之几多呢？知道吗？
If you compare to Euro,
如果你跟这个欧元有比较的话，
US dollar lost 35% in value.
美金已经贬值了 35%.
Okay. Then stock, many people, if you have some money in stock market, you know the same story.
如果你投资在股票市场里面的时候，你都知道这个故事了。
Real estate, same way.
房地产。
Up and down, right?
知道它会升也都会跌。
That's the significance of this world. The worldly treasure sometimes goes up, sometimes goes down, and sometimes gets robbed or stolen.
这个就是地上的财宝，有时会升，有时会跌，并且有时会被人偷了去。
So if you put your heart into that,
如果真的你将心放在这财宝里面的时候，
your hair turns gray very fast.
头发很快变灰白了。
Right? Because worries you.
因为你里面没有担忧。
And this is not forever.
并且不能够存到永远。
So Jesus said, what is the true treasure?
因为主耶稣说什么是真财宝呢？
Find something, it will not be rusted or be stolen.
你要找的真财宝就是不会被虫咬的，也都不会生锈的，不会被偷的。
It can be forever.
并且能存到永远的。
That is the true treasure.
这些才是真财宝。
True value.
有真实的价值。
If you want to pursue that.
如果你要来追求的时候追寻这些。
Then you are smart.
那你才是聪明人。
Then God will say, you are a wise man.
然后神才会说你是一个聪明人。
But most of us are so not that clever.
但是我们很多人都不是那么聪明的。
Especially among Christians.
特别在基督徒的里面。
We think we are smart.
我们以为我们很聪明。
One time, a Sunday school teacher shared a story to the children.
一个主日学的教师跟这个小朋友来讲一个故事。
The story in the Bible concerning Lazarus, the beggar, and the rich man.
就讲到关于拉撒路这个乞丐和这个有钱人的故事。
And then after the story, and the teacher asked the student, Which one do you want to be?
啊，咁講完故事之後，就問呢啲小朋友啦。啊，究竟你想做邊一個咧
？Yes, I know。
咁個小朋友舉手，我知道。
Sir, speak。
咁啊，你話咧
？Sir, when I am living, I want to be the rich man. When I die, I want to be Lazarus。
啊，當我在世嘅時候咧，我想做個有錢人。啊，當我死咗之後咧，我想做拉撒路。
Wonderful.
哦，真係叻啦。
That's everyone's wish.
係每一個人嘅盼望。
But you and I all know that's impossible.
但你同我知道呢個係冇可能嘅事。
But we wish that's the truth.
啊，但我哋真係盼望呢個係能夠成為真嘅。
Jesus said, "You cannot serve two masters."
主耶穌話：你唔能夠服侍兩個主。
Either serve the Lord or serve Mammon.
一係服侍主，一係服侍馬門。
So that's the option. You need discernment.
啊，这个就是一个选择，你需要分辨的。
Second.
啊，第二。
That's the same. Let's go to door.
我话你要睇嘅门。
Because there are two doors.
啊，因为呢度讲到有两个门。
Wide door and narrow door.
有一個闊嘅門，一個窄嘅門。
Right, chapter 7 verse
13. 第七章第十三節。
There are two doors and two ways.
有兩個門，並且有兩條嘅路。
Enter through the narrow gate, for the wide is gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction.And many enter through it, but small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡那门是宽嘅，路是大嘅，进去嘅人也多；引到永生那门是窄嘅，路是少嘅，找着的人也少。
You know, few weeks ago, there was a world famous person died.
幾個禮拜之前，有一個世界有名嘅人死咗啦。
And in his funeral,
喺佢嗰個喪事嘅裏邊
，millions of people came.
成千上萬嘅人
，70 kings and presidents joined.
有70個王或者係總統嚟參加。
Who was he?
佢究竟系边个咧
？Pope
就系教皇啦。
Oh, everybody praised him.
每一个人都嚟到称赞佢。
Everybody really admire this person.
每一个人都嚟到羡慕佢。
I look at the picture from the television.
我喺电视嚟到睇呢个图片。
Wow, wow! I always just say, what a power in him to attract.So many people, even he died.
喺里边居然有咁大嘅吸引力，咁大嘅权力，就算佢死都吸引到咁多人嚟。
How can you tell whether he's right or wrong?
你究竟点样样分辨佢系对或者系错咧
？What do you think?
你点谂咧？
Many people praise him because he did a lot of right thing.
好多人嚟到称赞佢，因为佢做咗好多对嘅事情。
Some people criticize him because he said he is very conservative.
好多人嚟到批评佢，因为话佢系好保守。
He is not flexible.
佢冇乜弹性嘅。
But whether he is flexible or strict conservative,
弟兄姊妹早晨。
I hope it.Microphone is on. Lord willing, this morning I'm going to continue what Solomon prayed to the in the vision of God.
主若願意，我哋朝早繼續嚟到交通到所羅門向著主嘅呢個禱告。
Because that night, Lord appeared to him.
因為喺嗰個晚上，主向佢嚟到顯現。
To this young man.
向呢個小子嚟顯現。
He was selected, anointed to be the king of Israel.
他被高受高被选来作为以色列的王。
God said, you can ask, I will give it to you.
神向他说,你求,我就赐给你。
So he made the wisest prayer a human being can ask.
他又作了全人类所能够作的一个最聪明的祷告。
He asked that I may get an understanding heart so that I can walk in and out among your people and judge and discern between right and evil.
他来向神求有一个明白的心，以至于他能够在神的民的中间出入，并且能够分辨明白。
The Lord was so pleased with his prayer.
神十分喜悦他的祷告。
So you didn't ask for riches, fame, and your enemy's life, even long life. I will give not only wisdom, discernment, knowledge to you, and all the rest you didn't ask, I will give it to you.
因着他没有为了自己来求长寿，求名誉，求富足，也没有求要灭绝他仇敌的命。 所以神就应许他所求的，不单止赐俾一个明白的心，并且俾佢能够分辨，并且佢一切所求嘅，冇求到嘅，长寿各样嘅丰富，神都一并赐晒俾佢。
So this time, our subject focus on the most important thing we can ask in our lifetime. Use Solomon, his prayer. As our model.
所以今次我们就要将我们的焦点集中在所罗门，他向神所求的，这个是成为我们一个模范祷告，他所要的，也都盼望成为我们所要的。
Our first night, we focus on the first part of this whole package.
第一天的晚上，我们所集中的，就是这个套装礼物里面的第一样的事情。
Which is the wisdom.
就是智慧。
This morning, I want to continue to the second part of this one package.
早上我愿意继续在这个套装礼物里面，第二个点，来再交通。
Which is, you can translate in two ways, either the understanding or the discernment.
那你就可以翻译成，或者是明白，或者是分辨。
So let's turn to Proverbs chapter 4.
请我打开这个箴言第四章,
verse
7. 第七节,
wisdom is supreme, therefore get wisdom. Though it cost all you have, get understanding.
智慧为首，所以要得智慧。 在你一切所得之内必有聪明，或作用你一切所得的去换聪明。
Second place, let's read chapter 24, verse 3.
第二处要读的就是第24章第3节。
By wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established.
房屋因智慧建造，又因聪明立稳。
I think these two verses we read on the first night.
第一天晚上我都曾经读过这两段的圣经。
Now I'm going to read the third verse which we didn't read, but I want to show you.
我愿意再读另外一节的圣经，我是没有读过的。
Exodus chapter 31.
出埃及记第31章。
Exodus 31, verse 2 and 3.
第二节和第三节。
See, I have called by name of Bezalel, the son of Uri and the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all kinds of craftsmanship.
耶和華看啊, 猶大支派中戶耳的兒子烏利的兒子比撒列, 我已經提他的名叫他, 我也以我的靈充滿了他, 使他有智慧, 有聰明, 有知識, 能作各樣的工。
So here, that was the first revelation used Moses to build the tabernacle.
这个是第一次的启示, 神用着摩西来建立这个会幕。
In order to fulfill this project to build the tabernacle,
为了要建, 这个会幕工程,
Lord has raised up different personalities.
神就兴起了各种的人才。
And all these different personalities, God grant them this package.
在各种人才里面, 神就将, 这个, 套装的恩赐给他们。
You see, wisdom, understanding, and knowledge.
我们看见吗? 有智慧, 有聪明, 有知识。
So that they can build the tabernacle, which represent or a type of the house of God.
以至于他们能够建立这个会幕，就是神一家的一个预表。
And later on, when Solomon built the temple in the same principle.
以后当所罗门来到建立这个圣殿的时候，都是在同一个原则的当中。
So this morning, I want to go into part two concerning discernment.
早上我愿意继续在第二点来交通，就是分别。
What is discernment? Why it is so important?
这个分辨究竟是什么呢? 并且为什么这么重要呢?
Look at Solomon. When he faced this gigantic project to build the house of God.
留意所罗门, 当他面对这个这么伟大的工程,要建立神的殿的时候,
Wisdom let him understand what's in God's heart.
智慧令他知道神的心里面是想什么。
You know the whole plan of God.
他知道神整个计划。
And then he looked at his people, this 10 million population.
那他就看见他的子民, 有成千万人那么多。
And among these people, whom should I choose?
在这么多的子民当中, 我应当选择哪一个来做呢?
Where can I find the right personality?
我在哪里找到适合的人选呢?
So that they know what to do.
以至于他们晓得他们要做的事呢?
Who has what kind of skill?
谁有这些技巧呢?
That is called discernment.
这个就是需要分辨的能力。
So you will give the right job to right people, a perfect match. That takes discernment.
我们需要选择适合的人来做适合的工作, 这个就是叫做分辨。
So that is a picture tell us in order to fulfill the will of God, this leader need discernment.
为了满足神的旨意,我就看见一幅图画, 就是这个领导人需要分辨的能力。
So if you pull that into New Testament reality,
如果我们抽身进入新约的实际里面的时候,
for us to be involved in the house of God, in this gigantic project,
如果我们要进入到神的家里面,要进入这个巨大的建造,
we need discernment.
我们都需要有分辨的能力。
We need to find out among all God's people, how do you know, number one, is this a real Christian?
我们也都要在这么多的神的子民当中,我们要分辨究竟哪一些是真正得救的。
Because we know there are a lot of nominal Christians.
因为我们知道有很多叫挂名的基督徒。
You don't want to build a church upon nominal Christians.
我们不想用挂名基督徒来建造教会。
So you need to discern the true and the false.
所以我们要分辨哪些是真的,哪些不是真的。
Worker, the same way, true worker or false worker.
工人也都一样。 究竟是真实的工人或不是真的工人呢？
And then how do you cultivate the character of inside a true Christian?
并且我们怎样在真的基督徒里面来到建造他基督的性格呢？
And different skill put on different position.
并且在不同的位置上面有不同的技巧。
So that they can build together into one body.
至于他能够一同来建造基督的身体
takes wisdom and discernment.
这个需要智慧和分辨的能力。
Individually speaking, for an individual Christian,
如果以个人一个基督徒来看
as we pursue the Lord,
当我们来追求
in this lifetime,
在今生来追求
we are facing from your childhood, if you are saved from young,All the way into the final day of your life. All the way, you need so many multiple choices. Turn left, turn right, marry this or marry that. Job, you know, millions of choices.
假如你是从年幼就得救，从年幼到年老到你要见主为主，这一条的路程，我都面对很多复杂的选择。或者我要同呢个结婚，或同另一位结婚，或者我要选呢份工，或者选另外一份嘅工作。
Because every step of the way, once you made a decision, you know there's no turning back. When you marry one girl, that's it.
因为喺好多呢个选择个路程嘅里边，我哋知道我哋选择咗，我哋就唔能够翻转头噶啦。假如你系同一个女孩子嚟结婚，你结咗婚。就不能够翻转头，就是这样了。
Right? Something you can regret and you turn away, but something once you decided, that's it.
对吗？有些事你可以后悔从头来过，但有些事你作了就作了，永不能够翻得转头。
So many things you need wisdom and discernment to make a right judgment.
所以很多的事情需要我有智慧，也有分辨的能力，要作出正确的决定。
Solomon.He has a classical case.
所罗门有一个典型的例子。
Two harlots fighting for one baby.
这里有两个女人去争一个 BB 仔。
They all came and tell big story to Solomon, this baby is mine.
两个都讲了很真实的故事，层层好像是真的。
They all cry.
这个 BB 是我的，他们在那里喊。
Oh, look, from the surface, they are all sincere and everyone seems very true.
在表面上，在两个都很真诚，都好像两个都是对的。
How can you tell which one is true and which one is false?
你怎样能够分别出哪个究竟是讲真话，哪个是讲大话呢？
And this king with discernment said, Now let me make a proposal.
这个王他有分别的能力，我有一个动议。
Servant, give me a knife.
仆人，拿一把刀来。
I'm going to cut this baby into two.
我将这个 BB 仔斩开两件。
Now, because I cannot tell who is right, who's, so each one get a half.
因为我都不知道谁讲真，谁讲假，所以我就将个 BB 仔斩开两件，一人拿一半就算了。
That's called wisdom.
这个就是智慧了。
He will use this simple test and find out who is true, who is false.
他就用这个很简单的试验，来到试验出谁是真，谁是假。
So this little example will show Many things in our lifetime, on the surface, they are so alike, you cannot tell the difference.
这个小小的例子就告诉我们，在我们一生里面面对很多事情，很多表面上都好像很相似的，我们不知道哪样是真，哪样是假。
The judgment, which side you take, only God will give you this heavenly discernment.
究竟你的决定，你是决定行这边或者行那边，只有神从天上来给你一个分别的能力。
So today I'm going to use New Testament in Jesus' teaching. He showed us the discernment from Him can help us to make a right judgment.
所以早上我用着主耶稣在新约里面的一些例子，就是他怎样从属天来到有一个分辨的能力，有分辨这些事情。
Because in Jesus' teaching, he showed his disciple that in our life, there are so many things, so confused.
因為在主耶穌的教導裡面，他來到話給他的門徒知道，在我們一生的裡面，我們遇著很多的事物需要分辨，但是又十分的混淆的。
Non-Christian face the same choice, Christian face also the same challenge.
不信主的人，他都面對很多的選擇，信主的人也都面對很多的挑戰。
How do you pick between the two?
我哋喺二者之间如何作拣选呢
？If between the two is difficult, how about multiple choice A B C D E F G? How do you pick？
喺两个中间选一个已经系咁困难啦，但如果我一二三四五六七咁多样嚟选咧，我究竟选边一样呢
？Young people facing, you know, last night we talked in our older generation.Our world seems a little bit simpler.
同年輕人交通的時候呢，他又覺得我們這些年紀大一點的時候，當時我們以前的日子呢，是比較簡單的世界。
You have not many choices.
根本我們沒有什麼選擇。
But nowadays, just making cell phone, you have to face hundreds of different brands to make a choice.
今天就算你買手機，都成百個牌子給你選。
See, once you get in the store, you are so confused.
你行去个手机店啊，真系好混淆。
How can you make a decision?
我究竟点样样嚟要作呢个决定咧
？A right one.
并且作正确嘅决定。
You need discernment.
你需要分辨嘅能力。
So now I'm going to show you how Jesus taught his disciples.
所以而家我嚟到话俾大家听，主耶稣点样样嚟到教导佢嘅门徒。
Which is in the famous sermon by Jesus, so-called Sermon on the Mount.
这个就在我们很有名的就是登山宝训的里面。
Matthew chapter 5, 6, 7, those three chapters.
就是马太第五、第六、第七章的里面。
But I only focus on the portion Lord showed between true and false.So there are seven items Jesus mentioned in his sermon.
但我只是集中在主耶稣教导他们哪些是真哪些是假的七个例子的当中。
Let's start from chapter 6 verse 19.
请我们从第六章第十九节开始。
First choice.
第一个选择。
Verse 19, Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
六章十九节，不要为自己积钻财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬能受坏，有贼挖窟窿来偷。只要积钻财宝在天，天上没有虫子咬不能受坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
So the first choice Jesus talking about，
第一个选择主耶稣所提到的
treasure
就是财宝。
Okay.Who doesn't like treasure?
誰不願意得著財寶呢?
I think no one can live without treasure.
我們沒辦法在地上生活而不需要財寶的。
So put another way, it's a value judgment.
或者另外一個講法就是價值觀。
In this world, we are taught how to find things of value.
在地上我们被教导怎样来寻找有价值的东西。
So, for any young people, the most important thing is your value system.
所以年轻人对于你来说最重要的就是你的价值观。
If you think this certain things is valuable, then your whole focus will be towards this direction.
如果你覺得某樣的東西是十分有價值的，你整個人就投向這個方向。
That's very natural.
這個是很自然的事。
So, if you think money is everything,
如果你覺得 有钱就一切嘅话。
So then your conviction becomes your action.
啊，咁你呢个啊认同就变成你嘅行动。
So you pursue money.
咁你就喺我追求金钱
，right？If you think fame is important, or position is important, or power is important, then your life geared towards that direction.
如果你认为你的名誉、地位、权力是重要的时候，你整个的人生就向着这个方向你要投入进去了。
So value judgment is the prime importance in any person in this world.
所以价值观就是在这个世界上任何一个人生命里面最重要的一样的事情。
So here Jesus said, pick your right judgment.
所以主耶稣这里就说你要选择对的。
What is the true treasure?
什么是真财宝呢？
And most of people, they will pick money.
对于大部分人来讲他都会选择金钱。
Right? So Jesus said, if you pick money as your treasure, then you have a problem.
主耶稣就跟你这样说，如果你真的选择金钱作为最重要的事物的时候，你有问题了。
This earthly treasure, at least you have two big problems.
第十边的财宝最起码有两样的问题。
You will be attacked by moth and rust.
第一它会受坏的。第二会被虫咬的。
Second, it will be stolen away.
并且它会被贼来偷的。
So that means, you know,Almighty US dollar. In God we trust.
好似呢个十分有权柄嘅呢个美金话我系信靠神嘅呢个美金。
Since 2001 till now.
从2001年到而家。
US dollar devaluate. How many percent do you know? He knows.
美金跌咗百分之几多咧？知道吗
？If you compare to Euro.
如果你跟这个欧元有比较的话
US dollar lost 35% in value.
美金已经贬值了 35%.
Okay. Then stock, many people, if you have some money in stock market, you know the same story.
如果你投资在股票市场里面的时候你都知道这个故事了。
Real estate, same way.
房地产。
Up, up and down, right?
知道它会升也都会跌。
That's the significance of this world. The worldly treasure sometimes goes up, sometimes goes down, and sometimes get robbed or stolen.
这个就是地上的财宝，有时会升，有时会跌，并且有时会被人偷了去。
So if you put your heart into that,
如果真的你将个心放在那些财宝里面的时候，
your hair turns gray very fast.
你头发很快变灰白了。
Right? Because it worries you.
因为你里面没有担忧。
And this is not forever.
并且不能够存到永远。
So Jesus said, what is the true treasure?
因为主耶稣说什么是真财宝呢？
Find something, it will not be rusted or be stolen.
你要找的真财宝就是不会被虫咬的，也不会生锈的，不会被偷的。
It can be forever.
并且能存到永远的。
That is the true treasure.
这些才是真财宝
True value
有真实的价值
If you want to pursue that
如果你要来追求的时候追寻这些
Then you are smart
那你才是聪明人
Then God will say you are a wise man
然后神才会说你是一个聪明人
But most of us are so not that clever
但是我们很多人都不是那么聪明的
Especially among Christians
特别在基督徒的里面
We think we are smart.
我们以为我们很聪明。
One time, a Sunday school teacher shared a story to the children.
一个主日学的教师跟这个小朋友来讲一个故事。
The story in the Bible concerning Lazarus, the beggar, and the rich man.
就讲到关于拉撒路这个的乞丐和这个有钱人的故事。
And then after the story, and the teacher asked the student,Which one do you want to be?
咁讲完故事之后就问呢啲小朋友啦究竟你想做边一个呢
?Yes, I know.
咁个小朋友举手我知道。
Speak.
咁你话呢
?When I am living, I want to be the rich man. When I die, I want to be Lazarus.
当我在世嘅时候呢我想做个有钱人。当我死咗之后呢我想做拉撒路。
wonderful.
哦，真係叻啦。
That's everyone's wish.
係每一個人嘅盼望。
But you and I all know that's impossible.
但你同我知道呢個係冇可能嘅事。
But we wish that's the truth.
啊，但我哋真係盼望呢個係能夠成為真嘅。
Jesus said, "You cannot serve two masters."
主耶穌話你唔能夠服侍兩個主。
Either serve the Lord or serve Mammon.
一係服侍主，一係服侍馬門。
So that's the option.You need discernment.
啊，这个就是一个选择，你需要分辨的。
Second.
啊，第二。
That's the same. Let's go to door.
我话你要睇嘅门。
Because there are two doors.
啊，因为呢度讲到有两个门。
Wide door and narrow door.
有一个宽嘅门，一个窄嘅门。
Right, chapter 7 verse
13. 第七章第十三节。
There are two doors and two ways.
有两个门，并且有两条嘅路。
Enter through the narrow gate, for the wide is gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction.And many enter through it, but small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。引到永生，那门是窄的，路是少的，找着的人也少。
You know, few weeks ago, there was a world famous person died.
幾個禮拜之前，有一個世界有名嘅人死咗啦。
And in his funeral,
喺佢嗰個喪事嘅裏邊
，millions of people came.
成千上萬嘅人
，70 kings and presidents joined.
有70個王或者係總統嚟到參加。
Who was he?
佢究竟係邊個咧
？Pope
就係教皇啦。
Oh, everybody praised him.
每一個人都嚟到稱讚佢。
Everybody really admire this person.
每一個人都嚟到羨慕佢。
I look at the picture from the television.
我喺電視嚟到睇呢個圖片。
Wow. Wow. I always just say, what a power in him to attract.So many people, even he died.
喺里边居然有咁大嘅吸引力，咁大嘅权力，就算佢死都吸引到咁多人嚟。
How can you tell whether he's right or wrong?
你究竟点样样分辨佢系对或者系错咧
？What do you think?
你点谂咧？
Many people praise him because he did a lot of right thing.
好多人要称赞佢，因为佢做咗好多对嘅事情。
Some people criticize him because he said he is very conservative.
好多人要批评佢，因为话佢系好保守。
He is not flexible.
佢冇乜弹性嘅。
But whether he is flexible or strict conservative,
弟兄姊妹早晨。
I hope it.Microphone is on. Lord willing, this morning I'm going to continue what Solomon prayed to the in the vision of God.
主日願意，我哋朝早繼續嚟到交通到所羅門向著主嘅呢一個禱告。
Because that night, Lord appeared to him.
因為喺嗰個晚上，主向佢嚟到顯現。
To this young man.
向这个小子来显现。
He was select anoint to be the king of Israel.
他被高受高被选来作为以色列的王。
God said, you can ask, I will give it to you.
神向他说你求我就赐给你。
So he made the wisest prayer a human being can ask.
他又作了全人类所能够作的一个最聪明的祷告。
He asks that I may get an understanding heart so that I can walk in and out among your people and judge and discern between right and evil.
他来向神求有一个明白的心, 以至于他能够在神的民的中间出入, 并且能够分辨明白。
The Lord was so pleased with his prayer.
神十分喜悦他的祷告。
So you didn't ask for riches, fame, and your enemy's life, even long life. I will give not only wisdom, discernment, knowledge to you, and all the rest you didn't ask, I will give it to you.
因着他没有为了自己求长寿、求名誉、求富足，也没有求要灭绝他仇敌的命。 所以神就应许他所求的，不单止赐俾一个明白的心，并且俾佢能够分辨，并且佢一切所求嘅，冇求到嘅，长寿各样嘅丰富，神都一并赐晒俾佢。So
this time, our subject focus on the most important thing we can ask in our lifetime. Use Solomon, his prayer. As our model.
所以今次我们就要将我们的焦点集中在所罗门，他向神所求的，这个是成为我们一个模范祷告，他所要的，也都盼望神我们所要的。
Our first night, we focus on the first part of this whole package.
第一天的晚上，我们所集中的，就是这个套装礼物里面的第一样的事情。
Which is the wisdom.
就是智慧。
This morning, I want to continue to the second part of this one package.
早上我愿意继续在这个套装礼物里面第二个点到来再交通。
Which is, you can translate in two ways, either the understanding or the discernment.
那你就可以翻译成或者是明白或者是分辨。
So let's turn to Proverbs chapter 4.
请我们打开这个箴言第四章,
verse
7. 第七节,
wisdom is supreme, therefore get wisdom. Though it cost all you have, get understanding.
智慧为首，所以要得智慧。 在你一切所得之内必有聪明，或作用你一切所得的去换聪明。
Second place, let's read chapter 24, verse 3.
第二处要读的就是第24章第3节。
By wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established.
房屋因智慧建造，又因聪明立稳。
I think these two verses we read on the first night.
第一天晚上我都曾经读过这两段的圣经。
Now I'm going to read the third verse which we didn't read, but I want to show you.
我愿意再读另外一节的圣经，我是没有读过的。
Exodus chapter 31.
出埃及记第31章。
Exodus 31, verse 2 and 3.
第二节和第三节。
See, I have called by name of Bezalel, the son of Uri and the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all kinds of craftsmanship.
耶和看啊，由大支派中户尔的儿子乌利的儿子比撒列，我已经提他的名召他，我也以我的灵充满了他，使他有智慧、有聪明、有知识，能作各样的工。
So in here, That was the first revelation used Moses to build the tabernacle.
这个是第一次的启示，神用着摩西来建立这个会幕。
In order to fulfill this project to build the tabernacle,
为了要建这个会幕工程,
Lord has raised up different personalities.
神就兴起了各种的人才。
And all these different personalities, God grant them this package.
在这各种人才里面, 神就将这个套装的恩赐给他们。
You see, wisdom, understanding, and knowledge.
我们看见吗? 有智慧, 有聪明, 有知识。
So that they can build the tabernacle, which represent or a type of the house of God.
以至于他们能够建立这个会幕，就是神一家的一个预表。
And later on, when Solomon built the temple in the same principle,
以后当所罗门来到建立这个圣殿的时候，都是在同一个原则的当中。
So this morning, I want to go into part two concerning discernment.
早上我愿意继续在第二点来交通，就是分别。
What is discernment? Why it is so important?
这个分辨究竟是什么呢? 并且为什么这么重要呢?
Look at Solomon. When he faced this gigantic project to build the house of God.
留意所罗门, 当他面对这个这么伟大的工程,要建立神的殿的时候,
Wisdom let him understand what's in God's heart.
智慧令他知道神的心里面是想什么。
You know the whole plan of God.
他知道神整个计划。
And then he looked at his people, this 10 million population.
他就看见他的子民,有成千万人那么多。
And among these people, whom should I choose?
在这么多的子民当中,我应当选择哪一个来做呢?
Where can I find the right personality?
我在哪里找到适合的人选呢?
So that they know what to do.
以至于他们晓得他们要做的事呢?
Who has what kind of skill?
谁有这些技巧呢?
That is called discernment.
这个就是需要分辨的能力。
So you will give the right job to right people, a perfect match. That takes discernment.
我们需要选择适合的人来做适合的工作，这个就是叫做分辨。
So that is a picture tell us in order to fulfill the will of God, this leader need discernment.
而为了满足神的旨意，我就睇见一幅个图画，就系呢个领导人佢需要分辨嘅能力。
So if you pull that into New Testament reality,
咁如果我哋抽身，要进入新约嘅实际里边嘅时候
，for us to be involved in the house of God in this gigantic project.
如果我哋要进入到神嘅家里边，要进入一个巨大嘅建造。
We need discernment.
我们都需要有分辨的能力。
We need to find out among all God's people, how do you know, number one, is this a real Christian?
我们都要在这么多的神的子民当中，我们要分辨究竟哪一些是真正得救的。
Because we know there are a lot of nominal Christians.
因为我们知道有很多叫挂名的基督徒。
You don't want to build a church upon nominal Christians.
我们不想用挂名基督徒来建造教会。
So you need to discern the true and the false.
所以我们要分辨哪些是真的，哪些不是真的。
Worker, the same way, true worker or false worker.
工人也都一样，究竟是真实的工人，还是不是真的工人呢？
And then how do you cultivate the character of inside a true Christian?
并且我们怎么样在真的基督徒里面来建造基督的性格呢?
And different skill put on different position.
并且在不同的位置上有不同的技巧。
So that they can build together into one body.
只要佢能够一同嚟建造基督嘅身体。
Takes wisdom and discernment.
呢个需要智慧同埋分辨嘅能力。
Individually speaking, for a individual Christian.
如果以个人嚟一个基督徒嚟睇。
As we pursue the Lord.
当我哋追求。
In this lifetime.
喺今生嚟追求。
We are facing from your childhood, if you are saved from young.All the way into the final day of your life. All the way, you need so many multiple choices. Turn left, turn right, marry this or marry that. Job, you know, millions of choices.
假如你是从年幼就得救，从年幼到年老到你要见主为主，这一条的路程，我都面对很多复杂的选择。或者我要同呢个结婚，或同另一位结婚，或者我要选呢份工，或者选另外一份嘅工作。
Because every step of the way, once you made a decision, you know there's no turning back. When you marry one girl, that's it.
因为喺好多呢个选择嘅路程嘅里边，我哋知道我哋选择咗，我哋就唔能够翻转头噶啦。假如你系同一个女孩子嚟结婚，你结咗婚。就不能够翻转头，就是这样了。
Right? Something you can regret and you turn away, but something once you decided, that's it.
对吗？有些东西你可以后悔从头来过，但有些东西你作了就作了，永不能够翻得转头。
So many things you need wisdom and discernment to make a right judgment.
所以很多的事情需要我有智慧，也有分辨的能力，要作出正确的决定。
Solomon.He has a classical case.
所罗门有一个典型的例子。
Two harlots fighting for one baby.
这里有两个女人去争一个 BB 仔。
They all came and tell big story to Solomon, this baby is mine.
两个都讲了很真实的故事，层层好像是真的。
They all cry.
这个 BB 是我的，他们在那里喊。
Oh, look, from the surface, they are all sincere and everyone seems very true.
在表面上，在两个都很真诚，都好似两个都是对的。
How can you tell which one is true and which one is false？
你怎样能够分别出边个究竟讲紧真话，边个系讲大话呢
？And this king with discernment said, "Now let me make a proposal."
这个王佢有分别的能力。我有一个动议。
Servant, give me a knife.
仆人，拿一把刀嚟。
I'm going to cut this baby into two.
我将呢个 BB 仔斩开两件。
Now, because I cannot tell who is right, who's, so each one get a half.
因为我都唔知道边个讲真边个讲假，所以我就将个 BB 仔斩开两件，一人攞一半就算啦。
That's called wisdom.
这个就是智慧啦。
He will use this simple test and find out who is true, who is false.
佢就用呢个好简单嘅试验嚟到试验出边个系真，边个系假。
So this little example will show.Many things in our lifetime, on the surface, they are so alike, you cannot tell the difference.
这个小小的例子就告诉我们，在我们一生里面面对很多事情，很多表面上都好像很相似的，我们不知道哪样是真，哪样是假。
The judgment, which side you take, only God will give you this heavenly discernment.
究竟你的决定，你是决定行这边或者行那边，只有神从天上来给你一个分别的能力。
So today I'm going to use New Testament in Jesus' teaching. He showed us the discernment from Him can help us to make a right judgment.
所以早上我用着主耶稣在新约里面的一些例子，就是他怎样从属天来到有一个分辨的能力，有分辨这些事情。
Because in Jesus' teaching, he showed his disciple that in our life, there are so many things so confused.
因为在主耶稣的教导里面，他来到话给他的门徒知道，在我们一生的里面，我遇着很多的事物需要分辨，但是又十分的混淆的。
Non-Christian face the same choice. Christian face also the same challenge.
不信主的人，他都面对很多的选择；信主的人也都面对很多的挑战。
How do you pick between the two?
我哋喺二者之间如何作拣选呢？
If between the two is difficult, how about multiple choice A B C D E F G? How do you pick?
喺两个中间选一个已经系咁困难啦。但如果我一二三四五六七咁多样嚟选咧，我究竟选边一样呢？
Young people facing, you know, last night we talked. In our older generation, our world seems a little bit simpler.
同年轻人交通嘅时候咧，我又觉得我哋呢啲年纪大一啲嘅时候，当时我哋以前嘅日子咧系比较简单嘅世界。
You have not many choices.
根本我哋冇咩嘅选择。
But nowadays, just making cell phone, you have to face hundreds of different brand to make a choice.
今日就算你买手机都成百个牌子俾你选。
See, once you get in the store, you are so confused.
你行去个手机店嘅话，真系好混乱。
How can you make a decision?
我究竟点样嚟要作呢个决定咧
？A right one.
并且作正确嘅决定。
You need discernment.
你需要分辨嘅能力。
So now I'm going to show you how Jesus taught his disciples.
所以而家我嚟到俾话俾大家听，主耶稣点样嚟到教导佢嘅门徒。
Which is in the famous sermon by Jesus, so-called Sermon on the Mount.
这个就在我们很有名的就是登山宝训的里面。
Matthew chapter 5, 6, 7, those three chapters.
就是马太第五、第六、第七章的里面。
But I only focus on the portion Lord showed between true and false.So there are seven items Jesus mentioned in his sermon.
但我只是集中在主耶稣教导他们哪些是真哪些是假的七个例子当中。
Let's start from chapter 6 verse 19.
请我们从第六章第十九节开始。
First choice.
第一个选择。
Verse 19, Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
六章十九节，不要为自己积钻财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬能受坏，有贼挖不窿来偷。只要积钻财宝在天，上天上没有虫子咬不能受坏，也没有贼挖不窿来偷。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
So the first choice Jesus talking about，
第一个选择主耶稣所提到的
treasure
就是财宝。
Okay.Who doesn't like treasure?
誰不願意得著財寶呢?
I think no one can live without treasure.
我們沒辦法在地上生活而不需要財寶的。
So put another way, it's a value judgment.
或者另外一個講法就是價值觀。
In this world, we are taught how to find things of value.
在地上我们被教导怎样来寻找有价值的东西。
So, for any young people, the most important thing is your value system.
所以年轻人对于你来说最重要的就是你的价值观。
If you think this certain things is valuable, then your whole focus will be towards this direction.
如果你觉得某样东西是十分有价值的，你整个人就投向这个方向。
That's very natural.
这个是很自然的事。
So, if you think money is everything,
如果你觉得有钱就是一切的话，
So then your conviction becomes your action.
那你这个认同就变成你的行动。
So you pursue money.
那你就在那里追求金钱。
Right?If you think fame is important, or position is important, or power is important, then your life geared towards that direction.
如果你认为你的名誉、地位 权力是紧要的时候，你整个的人生就向着这个方向你要投入进去了。
So value judgment is the prime importance in any person in this world.
所以价值观就是在这个世界上任何一个人生命里面最重要的一样的事情。
So here Jesus said, pick your right judgment.
所以主耶稣这里就讲，你要选择对的。
What is the true treasure?
什么是真财宝呢？
And most of people, they will pick money.
对于大部分人来讲，他都会选择金钱。
Right? So Jesus said, if you pick money as your treasure, then you have a problem.
主耶稣就跟你这么讲，如果你真的选择金钱作为最重要的事物的时候，你有问题了。
This earthly treasure, at least you have two big problems.
第十咩财宝最起码有两样嘅问题。
You will be attacked by moth and rust.
第一佢会受坏嘅。第二会俾虫咬嘅。
Second, it will be stolen away.
并且佢会俾贼嚟偷嘅。
So that means, you know, almighty US dollar. In God we trust.
好似呢、這个十分有权柄嘅呢个美金话我係信靠神嘅呢、這个美金。
Since 2001 till now.
从2001年到现在
US dollar devaluate. How many percent do you know? He knows.
美金跌了百分之几多呢？知道吗？
If you compare to Euro,
如果你跟这个欧元有比较的话呢，
US dollar lost 35% in value.
美金已经贬值了百分之35%。
Okay. Then stock, many people,if you have some money in stock market, you know the same story.
如果你投资在股票市场里面的时候，你都知道这个故事了。
Real estate, same way.
房地产。
Up and down, right?
知道它会升也都会跌。
That's the significance of this world. The worldly treasure sometimes goes up, sometimes goes down, and sometimes get robbed or stolen.
这个就是地上的财宝，有时会升，有时会跌，并且有时会被人偷了去。
So if you put your heart into that,
如果真的你将个心放在那些财宝里面的时候，
your hair turned gray very fast.
头发很快变灰白了。
Right? Because it worries you.
因为你里面满了担忧。
And this is not forever.
并且不能够存到永远。
So Jesus said, what is the true treasure?
因为主耶稣讲，乜嘢系真财宝呢？
Find something, it will not be rusted or be stolen.
你要揾嘅真财宝就系唔会被虫咬嘅，亦都唔会生锈嘅，唔会被偷嘅。
It can be forever.
并且能存到永远嘅。
That is the true treasure.
呢啲先至系真财宝。
True value.
有真实嘅价值。
If you want to pursue that,
如果你要嚟追求嘅时候追寻呢一啲
，then you are smart.
咁你先系聪明人。
Then God will say, "You are a wise man."
然之后神先会话你一个聪明人。
But most of us are so not that clever.
但系我哋好多人都唔系咁聪明嘅。
Especially among Christians.
特别喺基督徒嘅里边
，we think we are smart.
我哋以为我哋好聪明。
One time, a Sunday school teacher shared a story to the children.
一个主日学的教师跟这个小朋友来讲一个故事。
The story in the Bible concerning Lazarus, the beggar, and the rich man.
就讲到关于拉撒路这个嘅乞丐同埋呢个有钱人嘅故事。
And then after the story, and the teacher asked the student, which one do you want to be?
咁讲完故事之后就问呢啲小朋友啦，究竟你想做边一个呢？
Yes, I know.
咁、那个小朋友举手，我知道。
Speak，
咁啊，你话咧
？When I am living, I want to be the rich man. When I die, I want to be Lazarus.
当我在世嘅时候咧，我想做个有钱人。当我死咗之后咧，我想做拉撒路。
Wonderful，
真系叻啦。
That's everyone's wish，
系每一个人嘅盼望。
But you and I all know that's impossible。
但你同我知道呢个系冇可能嘅事。
But we wish that's the truth.
但我哋真系盼望呢个系能够成为真嘅。
Jesus said, "You cannot serve two masters."
主耶稣话你唔能够服侍两个主。
Either serve the Lord or serve Mammon.
一系服侍主，一系服侍马门。
So that's the option. You need discernment.
啊，呢个就系个选择，你需要分辨嘅。
Second.
啊，第二。
That's the same. Let's go to door.
我话你要睇嘅门。
Because there are two doors.
啊，因为呢度讲到有两个门。
Wide door and narrow door.
有一个啊宽嘅门，一个窄嘅门。
Right, chapter 7, verse 13.
啊，第七章第十三节。
There are two doors and two ways.
啊，有两个门，并且有两条嘅路。
Enter through the narrow gate, for the wide is gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it, but small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多，引到永生，那门是窄的。路是少的，找着的人也少。
You know, few weeks ago, there was a world famous person died.
啊，几个礼拜之前，啊，有一个世界有名的人死了。
And in his funeral,
在他那个丧事的里面，
millions of people came.
成千上万的人
70 kings and presidents joined.
有七十个王或者是总统来参加。
Who was he?
他究竟是谁呢？
Pope.
就是教皇了。
Oh, everybody praised him.
每个人都来称赞他。
Everybody really admired this person.
每一个人都来羡慕他。
I look at the picture from the television.
我在电视来看这个图片。
Wow. Wow. I always just say, what a power in him to attract so many people, even he died.
哦，在里面居然有这么大的吸引力，这么大的权力，就算他死，都吸引到这么多人来。
How can you tell whether he's right or wrong?
你究竟怎样分辨他是对或者是错呢？
What do you think?
你怎么想
呢？ Many people praise him because he did a lot of right thing.
很多人要称赞他，因为他做了很多对的事情。
Some people criticize him because he said he is very conservative.
很多人要批评他，因为说他是很保守。
He is not flexible.
他没什么弹性的。
But whether he is flexible or strict conservative,